Right, the Gemara says that what's the reason why the Torah said you have to wait 7 days for a nida? Zak the Gemara, says because in order to have a baila, in order that there should be a break and a hafsik, and this should be mechavav a baila. So Moshe says, what's the Gemara's question? What was the Gemara's shayla? Look at Mashavi. So the shayla is that what's the reason why nida? The halacha is they have to wait 7 days. By Zava, the halacha is that a lady who's a Zava, you have to wait only 1 day. Shemar Sam Kenege Yoim. First time you see. The halacha by Zava is there's Yimeidis and Yimeidzivas. So a little more in Hapshakash. Yimeidis are at the beginning. A lady sees that 70 Yimeidis. A lady sees a Mashut, he's not Kachar, you have to wait 7 days. Those 7 days don't have to be in the camp. Those 7 days just means wait, you count 7 days, go to the Mikkah. That's what you need. That's what you may need to sign. You may zivas are after the 7 days of Yimeidis. The halacha is that in those 11 days, if you see one time, you wait 1 day. If you see three times in a row, then now you have to wait Zainakim. There's a different parashas, Yimeidis and zivas. Yimeidis you see once, you have to wait 7 days. Those 7 days do not have to be in the Kiyam. You can be seeing blood every single day, as long as you're clean, and the seventh day you go to the mikvah. Again, by Yimei Zivus, the halach is that you see once, you wait a day. If you see 3 days in a row, then you're going to have to wait Zayin Nekim. Why nowadays do we always wait Zayin Nekim? That was seen in the Hamshech HaSugya, that nowadays, we'll think that the Cheshbonos are very complicated, that you may need this Yimei Zivus, therefore we always wait Zayin Nekim. But Midrash is not like that. Midrash, that's some lady can go to the mikvah. You see 7 days, you go to the mikvah. Long as not in Yimei Zivas. As Yimei Zivas, something is very uncommon. It's not so common that you should really need Zayin Nekiyam. The Ramban says in Chumash that a Zava is really a Chayim. It's not something which is a normal, common thing to happen. That that's an issue. You have to really have Zayin Nekiyam. Clearly, it's not a kind of regular normal thing. But come on, that's all Midirai. So, Sinam said that Midarbanan, they said you always have to wait Zayin Nekiyam. But child does come up, see, by the end of the week. It was nice like this. This lady came about Shuva. She came about Shuva. And, like, mom was right away. And she's like, wearing a tichel after like 3 days, 3-4 days. And then her husband called up that he's coming from wherever he's coming from, Kuslatz. And she didn't do Zayin Nekiyam. So Shaila was, is any Mila that we're just going to the mikvah? Because say she's only a nida, not a zava. Even though he didn't have Zayin Nekiyam, so is any Mila doing such a thing or not? What? So Ramban says Zava Gedel Dekha is a chiyuv. So make it taste, you have to assume the lady had a chiyuv. Like that. Right, especially.
Who gives if she's
called true? No. Wouldn't be anyone. Okay, let's try anyone also. Yes, we had a shalom many times also. Is there a mila anyone? Is a mila anyone doing such a thing? Yeah, there's somebody who's mother. Somebody's about Shuva. It's happened a couple years ago. And the mother and the father went to be kvater. So the mail. So I was the mail at a shalom. She'd tell the mother, the minig in Yerushalayim is, you want to be kfat, you have to go to the mikvah. Like this, so you're not going to need the rice anymore. If Allah sees someone, she says, okay, I guess we'll get to that. What? Not to the daddy, just a way of. Why the chak is only there? What are you there for? What? No, if it's a way to get it, go to the mikvah, that's all. Yeah, we're just using it like this, so you got to go to the mikvah, that's what I want. So we'll get to that at the end of the week.
It has to be 7 days.
She's older. I'm saying it was old, right? Her kids are making a bris, right? So she's older already. It's probably, what? Yeah, so chances are, right? Chances, you know, she's older. Chances are, right? The question is, okay. But anyhow, that's, the kids are, what?
You mean that you see it on the 7th day,
so we'll get that. We'll get that on that. Okay, so the Gemara has a question. Why the Torah say Nida has to wait 7 days? So the way the Mashal learns the Gemara's cash is, why is it different than a Zava, the Lachia? You don't have to wait 7 days, you only have to wait 1 day. And why over here is the Lachia is they have to go ahead and wait 7 days. And for the Gemara, what's the reason why? The whole reason why is in order to the Chava Abayla. The reason I have to wait 7 days is in order to enhance the marriage. Therefore, you have to wait 7 days. Mashenkein Zava is always after you may need this. And as you see, once you have to wait 7 days. That's the meaning of this. Zava is always going to be after you may need this. Being Zava is always after you may need this. No point, you have to wait 7 days.
Day nine.
So you already had a break of a week already.
Why is it okay?
Since there always was a break already. Saying there always was a break, so therefore being that you had a break, therefore it's not going to be a problem. Now the Chacham Sala points out that this is the Chayre Chacham Spetzala, one of the main Svarim on Sugya Sanhedrin. He says that this Cheshbin of the way Mashiach is saying it is the Chayre Talin of Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. No, what's Mashiach saying? So what's between a Zava and a Nida? Pshat is that being that Nida is always a Tchilas Riyasi, you always see first Nida, so therefore that's why you have to wait 7 days. We're saying Zava is always going to be after Riyas Nida, so therefore that's the reason why over there you have to wait 7 days. Like the Chazal is telling Rashi and Rambam. According to Rashi, Rashi always says that the way it works is that you see Rashi Nechon Davkes. Rashi says that the way it works is that first you have Yemei Nidus, and Yemei Zivus is always after the Yemei Nidus. First, after Yemei Nidus. You never can have Yemei Zivus until you have Riyas Nida. Riyas Ziva is the 11 days between Riyas Nida and Nida. You always have Nidus first, then you have Yemei Ziva. According to the Rambam, which says always do 7-11, always move back and forth the 7-11, so come out according to the Rambam, you could have a Yemei Ziva without Yemei Nida. It could be that Yemei Chai didn't see, but Yemei Nidasai. And the first time he's saying is Yemei Zivasai. Therefore, this Cheshbon Rashah, which is saying that the reason why we're more Machmei Nida than Ziva, because Nida is at the beginning, and Ziva is not at the beginning, that's only going to Shittus Rashi. I'm saying going to Shittus Rambam.
Is
the Rambam is like this, that there are 7 Yemei Nidas, then 11 Yemei Zivas. That's what the Gemara says. Lachma, that you have 7-11. Now, how do the 7-11, how does it work? So the Rambam is that from whenever you start seeing, or whenever you call your best, you start seeing the rest of your life, you're counting 7 Yemei Nidus, 7 Yemei Zivus, 7 Yemei Nidus, 7 Yemei Zivus. So according to the Rambam, you see on day 30, what is that? The math quickly? You guys are rusty in math. What?
When you start.
Starting, first time you see it. And when you rest it, you see day 30, what's that going to be? Maybe Yemei Zivus, right? You see 30 days later, what's that going to be? Well, that's quick math, okay, average schedule through. And you're always going over, you may need Yemei Ziva, Yemei Ziva, it doesn't make sense what you saw, it doesn't start it over, you're always going Yemei Ziva, Yemei Ziva, your whole life. Your whole life, you're always going Yemei Ziva, Yemei Ziva, Yemei Ziva, from when you start singing, the rest of your life, till you stop singing.
Why only says 7-11?
What do you say?
The
Ram says 7-11, the Ram says 7-11. You're always going, Gagal HaChayfer, you're going back, Yemei Ziva, Yemei Ziva, Yemei Ziva, you're going back and forth, back and forth. And it doesn't change. Rashi holds that you never have Yemei Ziva unless you have Yemei Nida. First you have to have Yemei Nidus, Sunday's Yemei Nidus. After you see and have Yemei Nidus, then you can have Yemei Ziva. But if you don't see, then it's never considered Yemei Ziva. You don't do 7-11. Yemei Ziva are the days after the 7 Yemei Nidus. That's what Rashi means. Unless you see, we're going to say that that's not called Riyas. Ziva is going to be Riyas Nida. If he's in day 30, according to Rashi, what's going to be? It's always going to be Nida. Rashi always, every time, you can never have a Ziva for Nida, because Ziva is the days after Zayimei Nida. So therefore, Zakta Chachzim Salal, that this Cheshbet of the Mashah, that you always have, you may need this. Nida is always in the beginning, Ziva is at the end, that's not going to Rashi. Because Rashi holds that Yemei Ziva are the 11 days after Yemei Nida. And let's say I have Yemei Nidus, you don't have Yemei Zivus. You're going to Rambam, you're supposed to 7-11, but Dafka is going to be the same. Or what's the other possibility from the Gemara? Let's say, according to the Rambam, Rambam's going to have to learn the Shaikh that a little bit differently. So, something you saw even gave this whole Gemara, which the Chayim are busy with, We're saying a time with the crow here. Why did the Torah go ahead and ask her, you may need 7 days? What's the reason why? In order to kedei chava alayla. Is this time with the crow? How seriously do you take time with the crow? This is really a serious to kashayla in many different places in Shas and Pleiskim. When you have a tam and the tam doesn't apply, are we now going to make nafkaminas la'alocha based on not like that? Now, there's a little bit of alocha on a panuya. The whole reason why we're saying you have to wait 7 days in order to mekav alayla. So what's the lacha? She's not married. There's no opinion of a chava abayla. Is there going to be an inyan of? Is there going to be an inyan to wait 7 days or not? So Torah Shlomim by us, he wants to say he has really three different halachim how to really approach this issue. But one of his studim is he says that the whole reason why you have to wait it is of chava abayla. Therefore, he says a pnuya who doesn't have the issue of the chava abayla because she's not married. Over there wouldn't be a din to wait zayin tekiyim, and therefore midiraisa there be no inyan of zayin tekiyim. This is the answer to kasha that we find. Rus, we see that she didn't wait zayin tekiyim. She just went to the mikvah. Why didn't she have to wait zayin tekiyim? Zakt the Torah Shlomim, is being that she was a Pnuya, there was no Indian of Zayin Nekim yet. Being that there's no Zayin Nekim yet, therefore, based on the Gemara of Meir, there will be no Indian to wait Zayin Nekim. So, Kitzur, he's saying a tremendous Kiddush, which says, the Gemara says Zayin Nekim is in order to enhance marriage. If there is no marriage, it's like the Shlomo Tzad, that you do not have to wait Zayin Nekim. The Chachamim take major offense to this Torah Shlomim for various reasons. The Lashon HaMoish says that it's Loi Nochem Klal, HaMoish in Dalad Yudalad, Yardei Achim Dalad Yudalad, Loi Nochem Klal, it's totally not true. The Chachamim Mahalas HaHadas, Chachamim have his outside. He says about a timely dekra, or just timely dekra, just Nyonim, about this, we're not going to make enough kind of halacha to it. He says, Talas Shakulei Tchilas. The Moish says, why do you have Tchilas? We don't really have the Shechina. Really, you should remember that the reason we have Tchelus is we don't really have it. Don't really say COVID, and really, you should remember the Shechina. So Talos is clearly Tchelus, the biggest Tchelus, according to the addition of need, Tzitzis, right? Because the whole Beged screams, reminding you of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and still you need it. So like Moshe about the time of the Kra is not something which we're gonna based on this a halacha based on it. This is Chasam Halas Adas Hashem. In Ma'aserav Gub and Kub Chav Dalav. Interesting Ma'aserav. He asked the Bachram Erev Shabbos, did you cook shum for Shabbos? Just to have shum, what's the reason you have to have shum in order to be married Zera? So he asked the Bachram, did they do it? So they said, we're not married, so why in the world should we do it? So go and just give him a look. So it brings down the side of my Sarav that the Chayadim was there, and the Chayadim said that going says, it's not true, it's more not like that. So everyone's trying to figure which Gemara is it? So the Chayadim whispered into the going's ear that is it our Gemara? So the Gemara, the line before us said, why is Mila on the eighth day? The Gemara says, usually Mila is on the eighth day. In other words, that in order that the parents should be happy, you have to wait 7 days before you go to mikvah in order to become tar. So that's the reason why we wait mikvah 8 days, in order that the parents should be happy. It shouldn't be that everyone else is happy, the parents aren't happy. That's the reason why we wait 8 days. So the Gemara said, Avada, but that reason, you know, when the reason that doesn't apply, because man is dead, you have to wait. You have to wait. In Yemeleida, we're machman those days and say, so now we should push up the Mila till who knows when. That's what the going about is not true. And the going says, this is say the going has in many different places that when there's a reason that Torah, even Chazal, there are many different reasons for it, and you can't base yourself based on one reason, therefore you're not going to be getting Halacha. Famous going, the going says, by Gilo, right? The Ramah brings down some of Chazayin. That what's the reason why if there's water or liquid left open, what's the reason why you can't drink it? Because a snake came inside. What's the luck of his mind that there are no snakes? So the Ramah says it's not there are no snakes. You could be makel, the snakes aren't common, you would be makel. It's like the guy, no, not sure why, because all has reasons, there are many different reasons, just because they've been galloped to one of them, therefore you can't base yourself based on that. But going definitely on a drastic level when we say time of the crow, it's like the Knights of Rav, we're not going to say the Lachas Minishtana, and therefore definitely by Pnuya also the Lachas going to have to wait Zion Midda Raisa. Chumza Deshen has a Chumza in Kukhas. But the Smack says, what's the reason why we don't want to fill on Shabbos? It's because you have to have two Oisios, Shabbos Ois, and Mila's ice and Tefillin's ice. Therefore, on Shabbos, which you have Mila on Shabbos, therefore you have two oisiyos, therefore you don't have to wear Tefillin on Shabbos. So the Shal is from Sadesh, unless he's somebody who doesn't have a Mila. Why? Mesu Achamachas Mila, his brother's died because of Mila. So you don't have, the luck is you don't have to, you don't do it. It's also to do a Mila. So in that case, should you wear Tefillin on Shabbos or not? It's like from Sadesh, and we don't build off time with the Kara. And therefore, about that you would yes, and he still to our Gemara Mila and Nida, we will don't build up time of the Kra, and therefore it's not going to make an afternoon of Lama. So basically, the Skomas of Pesachim is that about the time of the Kra, we're not going to make a difference, and about the Pnei is also going to have to wait 7 days. The Tei Shalom over there has two other Malachim. He says Kibbutz is a Drush of Alma, and about the Zerem is a Drush of Alma. And therefore, it won't be like that. Or the Gemara is going according to Mandamah, was Darshan Time of the Kra. We don't Darshan Time of the Kra. Therefore, it's not going to be Kanafkin Allah. Now, the Ramav brings down the Shita of the Rivash. Rivash is a very interesting question. How come we don't find Chazal, how come we don't find anywhere that there's an Indian of a Pnuya going to the Mikvah? Is it Indian for a Pnuya to go to the Mikvah or not? We don't find anywhere that it's spoken about. So it's like the Shuvah Rivash that some of other neither applies to Pnuya also. It's not just a marriage thing. A lot applies to Pnuya also. The reason why no one spoke about going to the Mikvah is in order, we don't want Pnuyas going to the Mikvah because it would be a Mikshal in terms of Bias. It's not Bias Pnuya. That's the reason why no one spoke about it. That's what Mar brings down. No chilek, no pnuya, and esh shesh. About the need applies to both of them. You have to wait zayin nikiyah, which shail has come up over the years. So let's say somebody is doing bias pnuya. Do we tell it to go to mikvah? Huh? Huh? Why is he doing this now?
Why
are we talking about Shabbat? Huh? Why not? Do you have a second scene of Shabbat right there?
Should
minimize that beer.
Minimize the beer. It's going to happen anyways.
Nish isn't either no yigam pniyah vishadavar pashu no yigam tamlai tignu tefila pniyah kdei shalei yovili dei mikshel stagim and isn't either acham. The reason why they make him a sakin tefila pniyah no yigam tamlai the isser. That's why we say they should always go to mikvah no yigam tamlai the isser. That's the reason why we're a sakin. So the question is, lamaisa, if you know somebody's doing bias pniyah, is it recommended she should go to the mikvah? That's what she herself, right? She knows. Let's say she knows. Should she go to the mikvah or not?
Maybe there's other reasons.
What?
Maybe there's other reasons.
Yeah, what? What? No, beside her own. Let's say something beside herself. Should she beside her own thing? Is it better for her to go to the mikvah?
Why not?
What? It's better for herself. It's better to go to the mikvah, right? She's doing less of this. Or...
Just why
would
you didn't say it as a general thing, but
of course for
herself
it's less of
an answer,
it's not
once you stop
happening,
that then
it'll be the truth. No. But we're not masakin, because I weren't masakin for it to go to make quick, because we don't want to create people to do reserves. We said herself that it's better for it to go to make quick, because I weren't masakin for it to go to make quick, because otherwise it'll be a mishal. Now the question is, does somebody else tell it to go to make quick?
Privately.
Privately, you tell.
Why not?
What? Is that does that go into Yvash? Because that worm is sacking, you know, you shouldn't really be Mishal.
No, it's going to be Mishal already.
So the breakaway to Israel, the Asher told him that it can't be a sack from a Rav, it can't be a Hira. It could be somebody else, like a friend, or somebody else could tell them. You could tell somebody else to tell them, but it can't be Bator, like, sack. and Torah, that would go into this Indian of particular Tfilah of Pnuyah, because I'll want to remember Sakha Pnuyah in order it shouldn't come to a Mitchell. But if somebody else wants to go ahead and tell them, then, or we should tell somebody else to tell them, there can't be a Torah. In all his surum, there will be that we can't give a. Yeah, it's negated Kyle all over. That's come many times. I don't remember where it came up. That Bitura Hira and Psak out the rub, you can't. What's the right word? Facilitate, not facilitate. What? Whatever, whichever word. Something which is a Isser, but Mitzad Eitz HaTov, it is better for the person to listen to Isser, therefore Mitzad the person himself, therefore somebody else should tell them.
So
they
why
can't be
a rock from,
what do you say? That's coming a higher off from a higher off. Therefore, that's the same. Rav Yashar felt like it's the same type of thing. A rov from a rov. It's the same type of the Kavanas Chazal. They don't want to. Notice, we don't want somebody walking around. Oh, my Marburger said I could go to the mikvah. It's not so bad, right? That's all we need, right? So if it's like Yeshua said it, whatever. We can deal. We'll say, but. I shouldn't forget this one? Good question. No, you should do that. Okay. Okay, fine. I can find him. Okay, it's just a sad over. The Gemara says, why the Torah wait to Zion Nikim? The Indian is a Kakava Abayla. The Shlomo wants to build on that, therefore, Pnuyah maybe wouldn't apply. The Achronim say it's not true. Why is it not true? Either because time of the Korah is just time of the Korah. We don't build halachas on it. Or maybe the Seder Dove is that it's going to court demand that we dash in time of the Krah. We don't dash in time of the Krah. The place he wants to put the Gemara to the opposite way. But the Gemara is saying that Avada, there's no, we understand why by Pnuyah for 7 days, why not? Somebody who's married, who's Ace-ish, so now you're pushing up Kuravu. Kuravu is Mitzvah Rabbo, the Gemara says. And therefore, why the Torah be so machma nida on Ace-ish, so you have to wait 7 days? It's pushing up Pnuyah, we understand why, because why not? On Ace-ish, we have to wait 7 days, and I think my answer is, you have a Baila. Avada, Pnuyah, that's pushing why. You have to wait 7 days, and we're never going to
have a. Where would 7 days come from?
What do you say? Why is, what's the magic 7? 8 from Amateva, 7 from Teva? I don't know what I'm saying. Whatever the reason is, 7 days. But why are we so machmer on Nida? I suppose it's therefore, that's what he says, it's Pashit, place yourself as a very strong strainness against the Lashon of the Tesha Shlom. I think it's sad to go ahead and do that. Fine. Fine, I'm going to give the cheshmen of Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva. So like we said before, Midaraisa is Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva. 7 days, you see, Midaraisa, you see, you have to wait 7 days. If you're sitting down, you have to go to the mikvah. Afterwards, you have 11 days in Yimei Ziva. In the Yimei Ziva, so if you see 1 day, you have to wait 1 day. If you see 3 days, then you have to wait Zayin Akim. There's a regular Nida, never has Zayin Akim. That's one of the one of them is Nida and Ziva. And the Nafkamina is a Zava, you see three times after in Karbanas, Nida, there's no concept of Karbanas, you see, and you just go to the mikvah. You're saying, somebody who's a Zava is going to go ahead and have to go ahead and bring Karbanas. So you mentioned before the Machlekes Rashi and Rambam, the two different Machlekes and Rashi and Rambam in the Sugya. Again, how to figure out your Mindis and your Mazis. The Rambam is Mkhudish Tekatzad. Once you start seeing, you always do 7 Yimei Nidus, 11 Yimei Ziva, 7 Yimei Nidus, 11 Yimei Ziva. You always go back and forth, and you're always going in a circle when Yimei Nidus are and when you have Yimei Ziva. I'll first discuss the Rambam going to Rashi. Now, according to the Rambam, what happens, a lady who sees day 16, 17, 18. So what is that? That's 3 days of what? Yimei Ziva. What's day 19? Is that Nidus or is that Ziva? The Rambam is back to me Nida. You don't have to have a Zayin Akim in the Rambam in order to go back.
What would 19
No, the Rambam holds you always go nida ziva, nida ziva, nida ziva. You don't have to have zainikim in order to go back in order to make ziva. So according to the fact of the shekel, so according to the Rambam, do you have to wait zainikim now? Just ask my time share. Do you have to wait zainikim according to the Rambam? No, but the zainikim is only in the meziva, not in the nida.
You start
with ziva in the meziva. Who cares? The Rambam holds. There's nida, ziva, a zava has to wait 7 days. Something when you may need, you don't wait 7 days.
So you never have to wait nida or you may zava. If you see tam of the
if you see 8, 9, and 10, you have to wait 11. You have to whatever you do it. Or 9, 10, and 11. And you have to wait. Unless, it's just see 12. What time is it now? 12. No, 3. So according to the. Once, you know, the Rashi holds in order to get Mezivas, you have to say Zainikim. The Rambam doesn't say it. Rambam says, you have Nidah, Ziva, Nidah, Ziva. Now you may need this. Now, once you may need this, what happens now? You have to wait Zainikim or not? Zot the Master Zachary, you do not have to wait Zainikim. You may need this on Makhia, you may Zivas.
What's the point?
What? Hold on a second. The Master Zachary says that Rambam, what? Zavig on 14, 15, 16. Once you get to the Medidas, Zuck, the Machsa Shaki, you do not have to wait anymore the Zainakiyam. The you may need a mafgia, the may ziva. Now you're not a Zava anymore because you need the Medidas and it's mafgia from it. And if you do not have to wait.
Where is
that, sir? Gimel, it is a salad. You know, he's understanding that the two halachim mishnah sinai, or one halachim mishnah sinai, I was given a screw up. They mafkir one from each other. Nidus are mafkir from the zivas, and you can't be a zava the may nida, you can't be a zava the may nida, and therefore once you go into may nidus, havad is kin mafkir. That go in the master shakal, in the klugger, is chilek, he says, havad, where did your zainikim go to? Havad is a din, you have to keep zainikim. What's the ramifications? Now you may need this, is he wants to say that, let's say you see one day, and you may need this. Let's say you see on day 20. By any sign, we have to count 7 days. Let's say you see on day 20. So somebody is in the Yimei Ziva, the Lach is yet to Zayin Nekiyim. You have to have 7 days of Nekiyim. We see on day 6, like we do nowadays, and start all over again. Right, need this, you want to start again? Maybe the Yimei Ziva you have to. So Zak the God in Matsushakal, that about the night you may need this, you still need Zainikim, but the ramification is that if I see on day 20, it's not Soyser all 7 days, because it's not a Ria Ziva, it's a Saria in Yimei Nida. If it's not going to be Soyser the 7 days, and if that day won't count, and you just be Mamshach counting the Zainikim. You just have a break of a day, and you start counting, you be Mamshach doing the count, the day 21.
What is that called Zainikim?
They say you have 7 days. No, which were Naki, even though it's not consecutive, being that only Ziva, Aria Ziva Seisr, the whole thing, Aria's Nida is not going to be Seisr, and that day is not going to work, and it's not going to break me down. The Karmayim Chaim, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he says that, okay, the Aria you may Ziva, and you may Nida, is not going to be Seisr at all. It's going to count also. The only thing which stops you is Aria Ziva. After 7 days, of not seeing Ziva. Therefore, if you see the Meinidas, it's not going to be you, because it wasn't a Rias Ziva, it was a Rias. Because I'm talking again. The three opinions I haven't sent them out. Ram goes 7-11. What happens if you are a Zava Gedela? What happens if you get the Meinidas? Master Shaka's opinion is that the Meinidas are Mafkiya, the Mei Ziva, and therefore you're not anymore a Zava Gedela, and therefore Shalom Aisa. The God of Master Shaka says that no, about you have to count 7 days, just when you see now, it's not a seeing. It's not Ria Ziva, it's Ria Znida. I think that's Ria Ziva. It's not Ria Znida. Therefore, it's not going to be Seisr all 7 days. Only Ria Ziva is Seisr all 7 days. I'm thinking Ria Znida is not going to be Seisr all 7 days. That day won't count, but it won't uproot the Zion in 7 days. I'm thinking the Mekarmayim Chaim says that, Fakir, that you should have to count 7 days. You have to have 7 days from Naki Miziva. You're having 7 days not Miziva, you should have the 7 days. We see, we don't care. It's not considered Ria Ziva because it's not Yom Ziva, it's just Yom of Nida. Now the Shainim asks on Now, the Rishonim asks on the Rambam that the Chorah, the Gemara, the Erechin, Rambam and Nandala, the Rambam and Brachas, the one Nandala Chorah, the Rishonim, not the Rambam. The Gemara says that somebody who uses Cheshvan of Yimei Nisim Yizivis, you have to have these 17 days of Zainikim, and then you're going to be back to Yimei Nisim. That's what's on the Gemara. So, in fact, the Rishonim, that the Rambam like, didn't see the Gemara, because going to the Rambam, you wait 17 days of Nikiyim, you have no idea still where you are. So it's 7-11, and still it might be maybe this, maybe Zivis. So what's Alpha County 7 days or 7 days of Nikiyim is still back to the same problem that you have no clue, you have no clue whether you mean this or Zivis, and if they say it's very, very schwer, like more Erekin, according to the Shittas around that. It's quickly, the Torah says, the Chavos Das says from Halach that we asked before, according to the Rambam, day 30, what would it be? What would the Riyah be? Be Zivah. Now, we all know we keep on Abaneh, so I keep on Abaneh. The Stam lady sees every 30 days, and therefore that has been of a Kriyas Ves. Now, the Lachias Gemara says, Daphlamat Das, there is no Kriyas Ves May Zivah. There's only Kriyas Ves May Nidah. So, what's the problem? Lady sees every 30 days, it's May Zivah. You're not Kriyas Ves May Zivah. So, according to the Rambam, it's a very big problem. Every Ayin Abaneh, the whole problem is that we're afraid you're going to see, you're going to be seeing them, and if you see them, it's Mei Zivus, so therefore, why should we be for Ves, the Mei Zivus. Therefore, Zok, the Chavos Das, even the Rambam's masking, if you're Kavei a Ves, the only time you can be Kavei a Ves, you may Zivus, only the first 11. Why? Because that's not a normal time to see, a person doesn't see within 18 days, it's the time when a person is Selekas, therefore, that's the reason why you can be Kavei a Ves. Once you're past day 18, even if maybe it's the days are royal in Meziva, but it's not the first 18, over there you could be Kaveh Ves in those days. Therefore, the Gemara in Erechin is saying, in order to get Kaveh Ves, till you count 17 days, you're not going to know how to be Kaveh Ves. Because in the first 18 days, where is it to be Kaveh? In those 11 days of the Meziva, you're not Kaveh Ves right away, because it's in your Mesulakas. Therefore, till you pass 18 days, you're not going to have a Kaveh Ves. The more just telling Kaveh Ves, not Kaveh Meziva, till you can be very messed up. And that's just around that. Jesus Rashi is spelled like Rama Tunic for this. The number one is spelled like is that, you know, that you don't always go, you need a Ziva, you need a Ziva. Once you have Ziva, is only after you have 7 days of Nida, then you have Yimei Ziva. And you don't come back to being a Yimei Ziva unless you see. If you don't see on day 18, you see on day 30, that's Nida, it's not Yimei Ziva. Ziva is only the 11 days after one sees. That's one of the Kuliyagas. The second Kuliyagas on the Rambam is that, if you see during the three days during the Meziva, now you're Zavik Dela, the only way you come back to being a Nida is if you have Zainakim. You don't have Zainakim. You just have Yodam Zainakim. You always stay in Meziva until you have Zainakim. It's because of the two machlokes in Rashi and Rambam. One is, if you see 3 days in Zavik Dela, according to the Rambam, when you get to the Yimei Nidus, something's going to change. I'm saying, according to Rashi, you stay as Zavik Dela until you see Nidus. Second machlokes is that if you don't see in the Yimei Zivus, according to the Rambam, you go back to Yimei Nidus, Zivus, Nidus, Zivus, and you keep going back and forth. According to Rashi, there is no halacha that you go back to. You can never become a Zava unless you see first, unless you first see Yimei Nidus, and otherwise you're never going to be considered a Zava. I got a second.